Joe must have went to bed. Go ahead, Travis.
That's a Comet 2SR or 2x4. Comet 2X4. What can you
zero that in on? You broke up a little bit at the end of your transmission, but if you didn't find it yet, it's Comet 2X4SR. I think the SR is for search and rescue, what it stands for, I believe, but I could be wrong. But go ahead, Travis.
Yeah, I don't know why Google is being so stupid. Finally, it's a CA-2X4SR, original band, UHF VHF, fold over. Now, that is that's an antenna that I had on a Mercedes-Benz back in the day, and that's a great antenna. That is a magnificent antenna. It comes in UHF mount or a NMO, which, me being a staunch Motorola Orthodox, I have to use NMOs. I just love the ground plane that they offer. I don't know why. I could be wrong. I could be wrong all day. I'd probably go to war over it. But that is a great antenna. I don't think they make a better antenna than that. And yes, that antenna is good through GMRS. Clearly good through GMRS.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the SWR might go up just a little bit when you get to the repeater outputs, but still nothing bad. And I too bought the NMO mount version, but I have it on a magnet mount, and I have a newer Grand Cherokee. I just can't bring myself to drill a hole in it, even though I drive myself like you said. I drive it to the ground, but maybe in a couple more years, when it gets older, I'll be fine with drilling a hole in it.
Well, you know, it starts at a quarter inch. And it just goes to 3/8, or it just goes to 3/4. That's it. When you put the hole in the car, it's fine. It's water sealed. It's the best connectivity. It's just in there. The biggest problem is figuring out how to get your headliner down. And I'm driving a dump truck, so I don't care. I just rip my headliner down. I'm like, here you come down, and here comes the hole. Literally spent half an afternoon walking back and forth to the hardware store next to me and using their key machine, to grind keys, to grind my antenna down till I had my VHF antenna, my strictly VHF 2-meter antenna, absolutely solid, flat. And I'm a purist. I'm sorry. I just am.
Yeah, I am the same way, you know. An SWR of 1.2 is real good, but you know what's better? 1.1, and even though it probably wouldn't make a difference 99.9% of the time, just the fact that I know it's not perfect would irritate me.
I think everybody's fallen aside. Good night to everybody, if you're listening. Yeah, you know, I'm on my second radio, which is kind of funny. I got a whole bunch of radios around GMRS. But WSUY 842, I think we're supposed to say that now again for some kind of 15-minute legal reason. I tell you what, are you an amateur radio operator?
Yes, I am, for about a year and a half now. Took the technician and the general at the same time.
How'd you do on that general?
Oh, good. I got, it was one wrong on the technician and then three wrong on the general. But I'm not no genius. I just don't get test taker.
Oh, good. So you're a general amateur. That's wonderful. I aspire to be one. My lazy ass doesn't go and do it. I could have been a general a long time ago, but, I mean, I figure, why am I a general when I'm a VHF guy? And back when I was a fire coordinator, why am I going to be a general? I'm on VHF. And back when I'm doing emergency service stuff, why would I be a general? I'm on VHF. So I never did it. And now I'm thinking, there's so much stuff going on HF, and VHF is dying. Time to go. Time to take the test. But, yeah, that's awesome. So you get your options.
Well, I mean, I only did it because I was there and they suggested it, so I did it. And I haven't really used HF at all yet. I just haven't invested money in the equipment yet, and I live in an apartment, so it's a little harder to, you know, like I'm not going to go set up a nice, you know, dive pole in the backyard or anything. So, you know, and I actually enjoy the, you know, VHF and UHF too. One day we'll get to the HF.
Where do you hail from? I'm out here in Flint Township, office in Owosso.
Yeah, I'm just outside of Mount Clemens, Michigan, so Macomb County.
Okay. Man, once upon a time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, we did HF. I talked to King Hussein. We did it on running a wire. I don't know how big your apartment is, but we ran a wire in the apartment. And I wouldn't say it was a random wire antenna. Matter of fact, I don't even remember what the antenna was. I was barely a technician at the time. I was still a very much greenhorn, but WB8RMH was a good friend of mine back in the day. And by the WB8, you can tell that he went down to Detroit and sat in front of an FCC officer and took his exam one-on-one. But we actually set up a rig and talked to this guy in the apartment. So it wasn't unheard of to talk to people. You could probably build something in your apartment complex, inside your apartment, and if you're doing it right, just treat the velocity factor of your apartment construction as part of your build.
I'm not familiar with that term, velocity factor. I haven't heard that yet, but yeah, I know it's definitely possible. Like I said, this is holding me back is the investment in the equipment and just, you know, I'm not even sure whether how much I would use it if I'm going to like the HF world or not. So I got to get out and, you know, get on some friends' radios and see what it's like.